Welcome back to Daf and Practice, Beitza Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in today's Daf and tomorrow's Daf discuss the halachas of Tfilas Kelim on Yantif. The Machaber in Siman Tav Kuf Tesiv Zayin says that being Toivol, a new Keli on Yantif, has the same dinim as Shabbos, which is discussed in the Machaber in Siman Shin Chaf Gimel, Siv Zayin. Mishnah Berurah brings that there are Machmirim that say that on Shabbos a person cannot do a Tfilah, because since it's also to be mishtamish with a kli without tefillah, it's nira kimisakin. It looks like you're being misakin the kli through tefillah, and therefore on Yom Tov will be a problem as well. However, if a person was not able to do a tefillah on Erev Yom Tov, then Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter, according to everybody, to do a tefillah if a person needs the keli for that day, because it's like machshiri eichel nefesh, and Machshiri Eichel Nefesh have a discussion on their own that it's mutter, Aval Ein Meirin Lachirim Kain, which is a separate discussion which the Gemara discusses and the Rishonim later on in Masechtas Beya. Shulchan Aruch gives an Eitzah that a person could give the Keli as a Matana to a guy and then borrow it back, and he says that helps to pater the Keli from Tefillah, and he says that is how a Yoreh Shamayim should be noyig, and not to be toivel the kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he should use this Eitzah. Another Eitzah that the Ramah brings is that if we're discussing a pot, which this pot is something that can be used to fill up water, then you could take this pot to the mikveh, fill it up with water, and then it could be used for a tefillah, meaning he's doing a pa'ula which doesn't seem to be a ma'aseh tefillah, but it could act as a ma'aseh tefillah as well. The Sefer Chut HaShani from Rizn Karelitz brings a discussion about the bracha. On Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should not make a bracha, because then it's muchach that he's doing a tefillah, and we're trying to avoid the pa'ula, the ma'is of a tefillah. What do you say on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, the etzem tefillah is mutter. So Rabbi Nisman Karel, it says that since the etzem tefillah is mutter, even though, like we mentioned, ein meirim kein la'achirim, we don't tell other people to do this, and there's a whole discussion exactly what that means, al kapanim, ein meirim kein la'achirim, because it's a chashash that maybe they'll make a mistake, and people will learn that it's mutter to be toivel a kli, even in a situation where you're not allowed to, where you were able to be toivel at an Erev Yom Tov, and then you don't have the heter machshira echol nefesh. But he says that's not a reason to not make a bracha, because l'chatchila, you should never do a mitzvah without a bracha, and you should not be mevatel the bracha because of this new gzeira that a person may learn from what you're doing. Only on Shabbos, where there was a gzeira that the tefillah itself is a problem, there specifically they made a takana or a gzeira that a person should not make a bracha. But on Yom Tov, where the tefillah itself is mutter, just we have this idea of ein merim lachirim kein, we don't tell others about this halacha, that's not a reason not to make a bracha. Everybody should have a wonderful day.